But just because you love him, just because he's worthy of it, just because he's beautiful and holy and his presence feeds your soul, just because you were made for him, you are wired to worship God, just because that is the place you were created to be. Time with God. There is nothing. I know, ladies, is there nothing, isn't there anything like quality time with the one you love? Guys, I'm not talking about, Ray Lewis. I'm talking about the one that you embrace. The one that you can look in their face and know what they're thinking before they even say a word. There is nothing like time spent with the one that you love. We're made for that, and we're made for that with God. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who spends time in the secret place with God, so much so that it's like you live there. You ever know anybody who just prayed all the time? There is always with God. You call them, oh man, I'm sorry, I was just spending some time with the Lord. How you doing? Dwelling in the secret place of God. To dwell means to spend time in. And I believe that when we do that, we're not only going to have divine power and protection like we've been talking about, that the enemy can't penetrate, we're going to have divine connection too. Not only protection, we're going to have connection. Psalm 63. I like to connect. I'm just that kind of guy, man. I will sit down with you for 2 or 3 hours, man. Long as I can connect, man, because I thrive on that. I don't know, just I'm weird that way. That feeds my soul. And I love that with God, too. Psalm 63, starting at verse 6, the psalmist said this. He said, when I remember you on my bed. Where is he? I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the what? Oh my goodness. In the what? The shadow of your wings. That again? Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. There is a pursuit of God in the stillness of that quiet place, of that secret place. Even though you're resting, even though you are receiving, even though you're listening, even though you are just soaking in His presence, there is a pursuit of God in that stillness that causes your soul to rejoice. That floods you and fills you with the presence of God and overflows you. David said, my cup runs over. It just spills out when you catch him. There's just a pursuit of God. And the cool thing about that is that as you are pursuing him in that stillness, you will discover that he is pursuing you too. He's chasing you just as hard as you're chasing after him, because he loves you. I mean, he really loves you. It's not just a theological fact to memorize. Man, he loves you. He's crazy about you. He really does. His thoughts to you are like the sand of the sea. He's always thinking about you. You're always on his mind. You don't ever have to get God's attention. It's not like he's up there really busy somewhere and you have to do something, make some noise or act up or carry on to get his attention. You never leave his attention because he loves you so much. He's not sitting up there like a policeman waiting to smack you upside the head. He's sitting up there like a daddy waiting for you to turn around so he can snatch you up in his arms and hold you close to his chest and nuzzle his face into the nape of your neck and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You mean everything to me. He who did not withhold his own son, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? That's how much God loves you. Dennis, do you believe that, brother? Amen. John, do you believe that? Hallelujah. He loves you. He loves you. He's looking at you right now. He never stopped. He's thinking thoughts about you, of how delighted he is in you, of how you are the apple of his eye, that you are his treasure. On that day when he makes up his jewels, he will include you as his treasure. He has loved you not only from the day you were born, but for eons before you even came into existence. He was waiting for that day. Waiting for that day. Hallelujah. Wow. You believe it, CJ? He loves you, man. As cool as you are, and you're cool. You are cool. Freezing. You had some meat on your bones, bro. He loves you even more than just because of your coolness, man. He loves you even on your days when you're not cool. When your mom are like, man, Charlie, what was up in that boy today, man? Good night. And God loves you passionately on the good days, the bad days, and everything in between. He is still, his love is never changing. It is undiminishing. Jesse loves you too, girl. He loves you, man. And I think you're awesome, but man, my admiration for you can't even scratch the surface of God's passionate love for you. He has plans for you. From before eternity, he came up with plans for you. Man, when I bring Jess into this world, man, I got stuff for that girl. And she, when she sees that, she's going to know, wow, there is no one who can love me like her daddy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Leomar. I love to see God loving on you. Man, God loves you good, man. I'll just love to see it sometimes. I'm like, boy, God is loving on Leomar again. Man, how can he love her so much? I discover as I pursue God that he is pursuing me because he loves me. Because he, believe it or not, enjoys me. He likes me. He not only loves me, he likes me. Isn't that cool? Your daddy likes you. He enjoys you. He wants to be around you. He wants you to be around him. He thinks it's awesome when you are. It's amazing that we can move God just by letting him love us. I'm here, God. I could use a little hug. And God is like, boy, let me give you a hug, man. I'll give you a God hug, man. And when he does, it's so personal. It's so personal, man. He shows you just how much he really does think about you. Because it's like, wow, you really do know me, don't you? You've been thinking about me? Man, he loves when you seek him out. He's not too busy. You never interrupt God. Do you believe that? You never interrupt God. I mean, he's the master of the universe. He's got galaxies. New galaxies are being birthed. Suns are coming into existence like dust in the universe. The grand cosmos of all of creation is turning. On this little speck we call Earth, there are nations that are amassing armies that are dealing in wealth beyond our imagination, that have problems and beautiful things and economies and sociologies and all of nature and all of its fullness in the world and all that stuff is going on, and God is in control of all of it. He says that he holds the universe together by the word of his power. And with all of that going on with God, do you realize that when you come, you never even interrupt him? He's still right there waiting for you, excited that you took the time, because that's what he created you to be. In that place is where you were wired to be. And he loves it when you come. You are the apple of his eye. Psalm 36 says, how precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the what? Get out of town. No way. Is that really there? Therefore, because of his loving kindness, therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of his wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of their of your house, and you give them drink from the river, the living waters. You give them drink from the river of your pleasures, for with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. I love that. I love the fact that our Father is the living God, and when we come to Him, we can drink from the rivers of His pleasure. We can be abundantly satisfied, or as Dulce would say, abundantly satisfied from His loving kindness and the fullness of His health. Because with God, with the Lord, is the fountain of life. It bubbles up. It overflows. It comes from down deep and just comes surging up with energy and life and healing and wholeness and power and glory. That's the God we serve, man. He is someone to go to. Praise God. And it's all found in the shadow of His what? In the shadow of His what? His what? Have you the wing? Have you the wing? Dennis, have you the wing? Hallelujah. Larry, have you the wing, brother? Hallelujah. I tell you what, I got a little bit of wing, man. I want me some more wing. I'm going for more of the fringe, man. I want all four corners. They're reaching out trying to touch the tassel on his corner. I'm grabbing the cloak, man. I'm grabbing that thing. I'm pulling him down and clothing it all over me. I want the whole thing. I want all the tassels. I want all the fullness of his wings. I want to live and dwell and breathe and love and walk in the shadow of my Father's wings, man. There is no other place on earth like his wings, man. Cover me with the shadow of your wings. That's what happened with Ruth and Boaz. He covered her. He says, you've come under the wings of the God of Israel. A foreigner. Lived on the western shore. Man, came across the bay. He says, that's okay. Texas loves you, but we love you even better. Come on in, man, under the wings of the God of Israel. Have you the wing? I'm getting me some wing, brother. That's what I'm about.